Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Steve O'Timothy is a comedian and actor who is probably best known for his viral Farmer Michael sketches, which he shares across his social media platforms. Now, he's recently been speaking about the devastating accident in 2005, which left him paralysed and killed his friend, John Laffey. Steve-O is now an ambassador for the Irish Wheelchair Association, and he's speaking about the dangers of drink driving and an important time to do it. He's on the line. Steve-O, good morning. How are you?
How's things, Jennifer? How are you keeping?
Not too bad, not too bad. Steve, can you take me back and tell us what happened all those years ago?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, in 2005, myself and my friend John Laffey were drinking. And I made the stupid, absolute stupid decision to drive my motorbike that I had locked up, that I wasn't planning on driving. But as you know, things happen and drink gets drank, and yeah, I got on the bike and we took off and I crashed in Galway, and yeah, John died and I was left with permanent injuries.
Oh my God. I mean, Eva, I've heard this story, but it, just hearing you say it to me now on the phone is still quite shocking. When you tell the story, how do you feel thinking back to that time? Does it bring you right back?
I feel terrible. Yeah, it always brings me back, but I prefer brutal honesty over like polished nonsense, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, it kind of brings me back to not only ending his life, but destroying mine as well.
Yeah. What injuries? You know, and, can you tell me about your injuries?
I broke my neck, two bones in my neck, seven in my back, seven or eight in my back, and my ankles and collarbones and
wow,
a few minor bones like that. So I was paralysed from the chest, upper chest down. But I've got a bit of movement since, so I'm not too bad. But yeah, I'd be on two crutches or a wheelchair most of the time. So
okay.
Well, I'd be in one or the other. I can't walk. Okay. I can't walk on my own. So.
And is that for the rest of your life?
Yeah. I fought it a good few times, and the carrot was always, see, you know, in a strange way, I'm in that no man's land. I would have rather been permanently paralysed.
Yeah.
To be honest, and a lot of people say that because then you have to get on with life. But when you have movement and you have a bit of walking, the carrot is always there that you might get better, which is a terrible way to be. I'd rather just have finality, I suppose. But that's life, isn't it?
Steve-O, what was it like waking up in the hospital in the days after and being told about your friend?
It was hidden from me, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because obviously my mental state wasn't that great after the accident, kind of waking up paralysed and not being able to, you know, your independence stripped from you and stuff like that. So yeah, my dad and friends and everyone made the decision not to tell me for a while. But when my dad did tell me, I kind of knew straight away, because the psychologist in the rehab hospital came up to me first saying, your dad is going to be ringing at a certain time. I forgot what time it was. And then they were kind of looking in and out of the ward. So I kind of knew something was going on. And then my dad rang and he goes, Stephen, I have something to tell you. And then I just said to him, John Laffey's dead. And he said, yeah. And yeah, that's hit me like a ton of bricks.
I'd say so.
I demanded to get up and be put into my wheelchair, and I went downstairs in the National Rehab Hospital, and they'll hate me for saying this, but I just locked myself in the bathroom and smoked fags for the night.
Mm.
I just didn't want to be in contact with anyone, and I kind of didn't know what I was going to do with myself then. It was probably, in a weird way, I was fortunate that I was paralyzed from the chest down, because I couldn't like harm myself. I couldn't like run out of the building, let's say, and you know, do something drastic.
It sounds like a nightmare, an absolute living nightmare you were in, and it continued.
Ah, yeah, but I did it to myself. So, you know, it's kind of, if I was hit by a drunk driver, say, walking on the footpath, it'd be harder to deal with. But I put myself in this predicament because of a stupid decision.
But you said to me earlier, you said you'd locked the bike. You had no intention to drive that bike. But we were actually just talking about this morning. But when drink is involved, there's no logic. There's no Would you have that drink? There's no logic involved when you're making decisions.
Yeah, we don't have foresight. Like, obviously,
no.
Everyone has made a stupid decision drunk, whether it's like telling your friend's mother you love her or something stupid. Everyone has made an ass of themselves.
Yeah.
Just so happens some people make an ass of themselves in a completely different way and
well, the ultimate sacrifice. Yeah, and you ended up in the courts. And what was the outcome of that?
I think it was 2 years suspended prison sentence.
Okay.
Suspended for 4 years. But the judge basically said, like they said, he said 2 years first and then went back into his chambers. And I was like, 2 years, that's grand. You know, that I'm fine with that. I can deal with that. Mm. But then he came out and he said he'll suspend it.
Okay.
And then I felt really bad then because everyone was coming up to me saying, well done and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't feel there was anything to celebrate. And the judge just said to me, look, I'd rather you wandering out there in your wheelchair telling people about what can happen than locked up in a prison cell.
And that's what you do and you're doing
yeah.
now. And that's why you're here on the radio. And I thank you for sharing your story because it's not an easy one to tell. You're very welcome. Living with the decision you made to drink drive, I mean, what impact has that had on you and your life?
Oh, it's destroyed my life, basically. Like, I went from like climbing mountains out in Connemara and cycling out to Clifton to being terrified of a big curb or a wet leaf. Like I have movement from my upper chest down, but I have very limited sensation. So to me, standing up is the best way I could describe it is if someone, I suppose, super glued you from your shoulders and head and arms onto a plank. So I'm kind of always feel vulnerable that you're going to fall over, and I regularly do. So it's, yeah, it's crap, but that's my cross to bear.
And Steve-O, do you have any contact with John's friends and family?
Oh, I do, of course, yeah. I talk to his wife regularly and I'm best friends with his son. So it's a kind of weird turn, but it just shows the nature of them.
Yeah, absolutely. You made a decision to be very vocal about this given, you know, the nature of the incident and what happened, and you want to share your story. What message do you want to get out there?
I suppose it's just to think, Jesus, even if you're like, even if you know yourself, you drink drive the odd time, just give your keys to your like father or to your wife, or just, you know, if there's any chance that you're going to get behind the wheel or the handlebars in my case, just give the keys to someone or make someone force you not to be able to do that. Because like, it's coming up to Christmas and everything, and there's like higher chance people will be drinking and they'll be at home and they won't be working, and more of a chance of that happening. So just to consider it, because like you don't want your New Year's resolution being to learn to walk again.
Absolutely not. Do you mind if I ask you, do you still drink now?
No, thankfully. But it wasn't easy. It took a few times and a few times falling off the wagon, but yeah, I don't drink anymore. So, because I didn't trust myself.
Yeah.
And like, if something like that didn't learn me, then God Almighty, like something had to change in my life. I couldn't drink socially, so I had to cut it out.
Have you found peace with what you've done?
No.
Do you think you ever will?
No. Unfortunately, but that's the way it is. I'll always be angry at myself, I suppose, for not only John's life, but for killing my future.
Yeah.
For ending my proposed future or future, you know. So I'm angry at me for destroying me.
It's great to have you to talk about the dangers of drink driving. I'm sure there's people out there listening to this right now who, after hearing your story, will think twice.
Well, I'd hope so. I really, really hope so. Like myself and Johnson Thomas said, if we could even reach one person from stop not doing what I done, then our job is done and it's worth it.
Well, I thank you for that. And there's a lot of people who thank you for that. And I know you said you haven't found peace, but the family and his son and his wife, it sounds like they've found peace with it and forgive you and realise that, you know, you made a split second stupid decision that changed your life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like,
yeah.
Thomas tells me all the time, when you cop onto yourself and stop blaming yourself, you were both drinking, you got on the bike, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, I was driving, I was the driver, he was the pillion. You're always responsible for your passenger, and that's the way I feel and think.
Steve-O, thank you so much for coming on the show. I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And thank you.
You're doing great work now, so I thank you sincerely. Really do.
Thank you, and happy Christmas,
happy
and thanks
Christmas
for having me
to
on.
You. Thanks, Steve-O. There we go. That was Steve-O Timothy, a comedian and actor who's best known for his viral videos, Farmer Michael sketches. Just speaking with us there about the accident in 2005, which left him paralysed and killed his friend, John Laffey, and highlighting the dangers of drink driving. Please, please be vigilant, especially we know around this time of year. It is extremely dangerous time, and it happens, and people make those decisions. Please make the right decision this year.